Open up your ears and open up your mind. They'll reach into your throat and pull out your spine. And when the sun blows up and the earth is gone, there's still experience grind with Kyle and Sean.
They can't take a joke, am I right?
Dude, if there's one thing I know, Sean, it's the college experience. So,
is that one thing that you know?
What's the only thing I know?
Oh, okay. That's just how you live your life?
Uh-huh. One quarter mile at a time, one college semester at a time. I'm still going to college.
This feels like a mashup of like a whole bunch of different movies, and you're just draws living day in, day out.
I'm Pigman watching them all on the TV.
Oh my God. Could you imagine his eyes? Like, my eyes started to hurt after the seventh or eighth time that it cut back to him. And then when he stands up and he's like, pins and needles,
my legs, pins
and needles. Felt, bro. Felt.
Oh, man. Hey, I like taking that shirt. Are those foxes? I said, I like that shirt. Are those foxes? Or wolves?
Coyotes, maybe? I don't know. Sarah got it for like $2 from Old Navy. We've been doing a lot of Old Navy app shopping lately.
Oh, yeah? Because
all of... Like, we just go through their clearance stuff and just loading up on seasonal, like, fall things. And, yeah, this was on sale for, like, $3.
I have always gone to great lengths to avoid Old Navy clothes.
I used to as well.
Yeah.
But,
what was your reason?
Because I just... On principle, hate Gap, and I associated it too closely with the Gap.
Okay, yeah.
And it's just a mall store, you know? And so I didn't really want to be that dude going to Old Navy. I don't know. What's your reason? Mine's super shallow.
My biggest reason is because my mom and my sister would get, like, matching shirts, especially like they always do like a 4th of July special Old Navy shirt.
Sure. And
my mom is big into that bullshit. So she would always get one. And she tried to get matching ones for my sister and me. And I, of course, just made absolute fun of her. I would not do that, especially like at that age. But then even further out, like, not only would my mom and my sister, but then all of my mom's dorky friends and all of her coworkers, they all would always get, like, the matching Old Navy shirts. And I'm like, nope, never.
See, I'm not about that. I hate anything that's branded. Like,
yeah.
Like, clothing company branded. A big reason why I hate Gap. Like, everybody walking around in their hoodies with, like, the Gap just printed in massive letters. I can't help but think, holy fuck, you're such a nerd. Like, Jesus Christ.
Yeah, I wouldn't call, I guess kind of nerds. I was always just like anti-capitalist, like, you're not paying me to advertise for you, man. Fuck you, dude. I still do to this day if I buy a car, which is a very infrequent thing. But I peel their fucking stupid sticker off the back of where I bought it because I am not advertising for you, you prick. You're not paying me.
When I bought my car, he asked if he could, and I said, no.
Yeah. I also...
I would prefer if you didn't.
I take the fucking license plate thing off right there. I'm like, nope, we're not. I'm good, thanks. Yep. Appreciate it. It's mine now. Later.
Didn't take one of those either. So I transferred my plate. So it's the same plate that I've had for 13 years. And so it's just like from rocks hitting it and stuff, it's all dinged up. So I've got this nice, gorgeous new car and just this license plate on the front that's just all warped and different.
It's still all fucked up. Nice.
Yeah. It's so stupid.
I love shit like that, man. My fucking car is busted.
Yeah?
I love it. Oh, yeah. I mean, I bought it with, like, hail damage all over every inch of it.
Sick.
My right mirror, I smashed earlier this year when, like, there was a deer on the highway. And, like, you know, and I avoided it, but, like, it still, like, ran into the side of my car. And that mirror just demolished. It's like, bop!
Yeah.
Because deer are basically armored tanks.
Yeah.
Because it just ran off. It wasn't hurt at all. It's like, oh, haha.
Yeah.
Fucking pricks.
They're pricks. I see deer every week on the way to work, whether it be pulling out of the driveway. There's one 10 feet away from my driveway, or one will just hop out in the middle of the road on the way to work. The worst, though, are fucking turkeys, dude. Turkeys are dumb as shit.
Yeah.
And, like, not even fast. So they will just, like, meander out in front of you, and you're just like,
no!
No!
Yeah, bastard. My dad hit a vulture once.
Yeah?
Because it was eating, like, a bunch of them were eating stuff in the road, and he was, you know, driving. And they're birds, so they go to fly away, but they're also giant birds, so it takes them a while. And he fucking just clipped one, man.
Doing like the bird equivalent of a burnout, trying to...
It's like, ah! Oh, fuck, man. Hey, what you been playing lately, Shawnee boy? Anything Diablo, new?
Like crazy.
Diablo? Still mad Diablo.
Super mad Diablo. We've put in like 50 hours in the last 2 weeks.
Okay.
Diablo. Sarah's out doing, she's doing like a watercolor class.
Tight.
Which is fucking cool. She's doing that on Thursdays because, you know, we do this on Thursdays. So she's getting out of the house, going and doing a couple hour long class. So right before doing that, she was playing Diablo and I had to be like, babe, you got to go.
Got to get out of here.
You got to go. I'll do some pit runs with you later.
Have you done a... What are the Hell Rifts?
The Hell Rifts are from 3. Talking about like the pits or the maybe compasses? I guess.
What's the one that has like 150 floors?
The pits.
Okay, that's the pits.
Yeah, I think it goes up to 200, but I don't think anybody's cleared over 140 something.
No, I mean, it sucks. That's what I was going to say. I think Elon Musk did a 150 like last night.
Who?
Elon Musk.
I really could have went the rest of my life without hearing.
I know. The only thing is because people were roasting him because he broadcasted on fucking X and it looked like absolute shit.
Oh, really? Just like resolution for shit?
Yeah. But anyways, fuck that guy.
Yeah, we do those. I'm like topping out at 110 right now. My gear is not even close to like min-maxed out, and I still need like one more piece to really be comfortable with my gear. But it's an Uber Mythic, and I already have two of the ones that I needed for my build.
Uber Mythic, is that the one you can only have like three of or something?
No, it's the ones that just have such a really low percentage of dropping. Okay, so okay. They have like a 4% chance of dropping when you're facing tormented bosses.
And aren't there like some that are general and then some that are also class specific, or are they all class specific?
The Uber Mythics are general.
Okay, okay.
So those go pretty much across, or the Uber Uniques. Or Mythic. I don't know what they call them anymore. They were Uber Uniques back, like, in the first season, in second season. And now they're, like, changed to Mythics, and they're purple instead of light gold.
Okay.
But, yeah. We've been playing that, like, absolute crazy. But I just re-downloaded Baldur's Gate on my Steam Deck and on my computer because she brought up last week. Yeah, once we're kind of, like... You know, in a good place with this, I would really like to start playing Baldur's Gate with you. And I'm like, fuck you, yeah, this is what I've been waiting for.
Oh, yeah, you guys are going to do a co-op run?
Yeah.
Tight.
Yeah, it'll be
did
sick.
Did you beat it?
Dude, I only got like 10 hours into the game.
Yeah.
Because I wanted to play it with her. And she's got a sick gaming laptop. So it'll be nice to just like chill in bed, play on the Steam Deck. She got a... like a tray. It's almost like a breakfast in bed tray that
okay,
goes
sure.
over your lap and just sits yeah. there.
Is it like angled for her computer?
Just for her laptop.
Yeah. Nice. Yeah, that shit's tight.
Yeah. I'm like, man, you're such a fucking nerd and I love you.
That's the way it goes, isn't
it? So glad you don't wear Gap sweatshirts.
We've talked about it before, but I remember being a kid wearing bum equipment. You remember that shit?
Bum equipment, no.
Yeah, bum.
You strike me also... as a dude that unironically wore, like, FUBU.
No, I never was a FUBU guy, man, because it's weird, man. If you want to classify anything as woke, I've always kind of been woke, and, like, as soon as I knew, I was like, well, it's for us, by us, that's... It's by black people. It's for black. Why? I can't wear that. Like,
yeah.
You know, I'm not going to be a fucking dickhead and just be like, oh, like anybody can wear it. Like, fuck it, man. But I did. I went to school with a bunch of white kids that still wore FUBU. There was a kid that had a FUBU backpack all 4 years of high school.
It's absolutely insane how many people, like, 99.99999% of my school was white kids. You know,
that's what,
like,
I'm saying. Mine too. I think I went to school with maybe six black people.
Yeah.
Out of like 3,000.
I only had, there's only maybe one black kid in my school, I think, like, period.
Yeah.
At all. And I mean, thankfully, this area is so much more diverse than it was when I was a kid. Because looking back, like, it's actually insane to think about, like, myself and all of the kids that I grew up with, and just, like, how we aren't just the biggest shitbags in the world without any sort of exposure, you know,
yeah,
to, like, any type of diversity.
I looked at the stats of my hometown not that long ago, and it's seriously, like, 96% white.
Wow. Crazy.
It's nuts, dude. That's where I fucking grew up. And it's still, it was like, that was the most recent census. So it's still 96% white.
That's wild. Wild. Was Echo Wear?
Uh-huh. Echo Unlimited. But I don't think that was specifically for black people. I just think it was very popular in the hip-hop community.
Yes.
It might have been. I don't know really the history of Echo.
Honestly, I don't know that much about it, but it was very much so all of the same kids that wore the FUBU wear all wore the Echo Unlimited. It was just so weird. Even looking back now, pretty weird.
I've talked about it before, but I had a friend who was pretty small Asian kid that wore all kinds of Echo Unlimited and G-Unit shirts, and just a weird sight to see.
Yeah. Man, but, G-Unit.
G-Unit?
What a weird time. What a weird thing to just, like, look back at, like, the clothing styles. We did go over the weekend. We went out to the outlets by us, which just have a whole bunch of, you know, bigger stores. And we went around, we did some shopping, mainly for Sarah. And I'm like, I love going shopping with her. And, like, hey, you go try and stuff. I'm here for support. Let me see how it looks. Oh, that looks awesome. Blah, blah, blah. She ended up finding this pair of pants that looks great. Looks fantastic. And I didn't realize, but they were a little long because she's a little on the shorter side. So I didn't realize until we got home, and over the next couple of days, she hemmed them down to make them fit. She put them on. I'm like, holy Jesus. Those are Jankos, bro.
Are they? They're just super wide?
Dude, so wide.
That's tight.
But, like, I don't hate it.
No, you should right now order her a wallet chain off of Amazon, because that would be hilarious.
We share an Amazon account. She will not be surprised.
If it's like, you know, $10 or under, which, how much is a wallet chain really?
Okay. Well, with everything from the movie that we watched today, PCU 1994, pretty much every piece of clothing in that is making a comeback now.
Yes. Yeah. Mandy just showed me.
Probably more expensive than we would think.
Oh, yeah, I see what you're getting at. Mandy just showed me a girl that got her hairstyle updated, and it's the thing with like all dark hair and then like the blonde bangs is coming back, I guess, now.
Sign me the fuck up.
Yeah. I saw it. I was like, oh, here we go.
Okay. Would you think wallet chain for men or wallet chain for women?
I feel like the wallet chain for men would have the bigger links. I feel it's like that's how it's sexist.
So that's what I think too. And after clicking on wallet chain for women, that confirms your theory. All right.
Oh man, the pink tax.
Okay.
Is the women's more expensive?
I can't imagine that it is. But okay, can you see this?
Yeah.
Black pants, it's... couple chains. Okay.
Okay.
$10. Not bad.
Yeah, that's what I figured. It should be about $10.
Yeah.
The wallet chain, dog.
Look at that pancake booty.
Oh, it's that's what mom used to make.
Oh, my God. Terrible. That's not very PC.
So just Diablo? That's all you've been playing?
Yeah, I've really only been playing Diablo and, you know, downloaded Baldur's Gate. I guess I also have been playing, this is going to sound really weird, but South Park Phone Destroyer.
Okay, is that a
phone? I don't know why. I just wanted something on my phone to, like a shooter game, you know?
To mindlessly click about on? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. What about you?
I've tried endless phone games, man. I don't know. I just can never get them to fully click. Like, even games that I know that I like I bought Final Fantasy Tactics on, like, the PS1. They released it on the phone, and I fucking hate it. And I bought it. I paid money for it on the fucking Play Store.
You need Slay the Spire on your phone. That's the game that will change it for you.
I know, and the only reason I haven't jumped on that is, again, because it's pay, and it's like... I think I've wishlisted it for if it ever goes on sale, though.
It's $5, Kyle. I'll give you $5.
Then I don't want to get addicted again.
You're just so full of bullshit excuses.
I know, because I'm playing so many things right now. I'm feeling good. I'm going through a lot of emotions. I'm going through some backlog. Okay. I have moved on. Pretty much from Monster Hunter World / Iceborne into I'm starting up Rise now.
Cool.
So if you ever get an itch to get back and try that out, let me know because
I'd play that anytime. I have it on the Steam Deck and on the computer.
But also what I've been really getting back into and really enjoying lately is Metal Gear Solid V.
Really? Phantom Pain?
Yeah, the Phantom Pain.
The playable movie?
No, this one isn't nearly as bad as 4. Because everything in this is pretty compartmentalized. It's all like missions you can do on your own, or you can just go out in the world and collect shit and do side missions.
Okay.
So it's actually kind of cool. Kind of getting hyped up for the 3 Delta remake, which... will be out sometime soon. And then also just the YouTube algorithm started showing up some like, this is how somebody that's played Metal Gear V for 1,000 hours plays. And I was like, all right, that's fucking sick as hell. I forgot you could do all this shit. So I reinstalled it and I've been fucking loving it. I love that
game. Just having a blast.
Yeah, really enjoying it, going through that. And then also just another YouTube channel I've fallen in love with. And it's hyping up another game that's coming out for me in 2025. There's this guy that plays, I think it's Sniper Elite 3.
Okay.
And there's a multiplayer aspect of that where you load into their... It's like Dark Souls Invasion style, where you load into somebody else's map as they're trying to play through and finish missions as a counter sniper. And you have to, like, hunt them down while they can still, like, hunt you down and take you out, too. So it's this cool... sniper cat and mouse game, and it's just this guy that puts up like all of his best hunts and he like narrates over them and shit, and it's pretty sweet, man.
Can you send me a link after, because I will Yeah, you know me, dude. By next week, watch 300 of those videos.
I think you would really dig them. They're very entertaining. He's also a British dude, so he has the accent going for him too as he's narrating, and it's quite entertaining.
That sounds amazing. I think a reason that I haven't really jumped into anything new, outside of the fact that I know that once we start Baldur's Gate, it's just going to be pretty consuming, is that...
That one's got depth.
Yeah, it's got a lot of depth. I know, like, everybody... I was looking through my Steam friends just before we started because I couldn't remember if I had already gotten it for Sarah. So I was looking to see who owns this game, whatnot. And I'm looking through everybody's hours played on it. And I don't think I saw a single person that had under 100 hours in Baldur's Gate.
Damn.
Jesus. But also, a lot of my kickstarted tabletop games are going to start being delivered in about a month.
Come and do, are they?
Yeah.
Well, son of a bitch, man.
Yeah, it's going to be a good winter to grab a heated blanket, wrap up,
and play snuggle down
in.
Play
some video games, or Sarah's refinishing two tabletops.
Of course.
For her study.
What kind of new car did you get?
24 Subaru Impreza RS.
So you guys are lesbians.
Yes.
You own a Subaru and your partner is refinishing not one but two tables.
Yes. So these tables are to be in this room that we're redoing that her office is in. It's like the sun porch that we're putting like new couches in there and whatnot. So it's two kind of side tables that it's got leaves that kind of fold up. And so they're the same ones.
I tickled myself so good.
You put them next to each other, it's 3 foot by 4 foot.
Okay. So okay.
They're basically the perfect size for a nice large gaming table.
Tight.
It's pretty fucking sick. We're going to put on our Birkenstock and go play some games.
Did you ever... You never went to Ryan's house when we were in Indiana, did you?
No.
He's got, like, one of those, like, felt gaming tables that's, like...
That's sick.
He's got a pretty svelte little get-up for himself. It sucks, man. I totally stomped right over and barreled right past your... Pretty sweet setup to PCU, so now we get this real ham-fisted transition. PCU. Back
when
to school.
I said that wasn't very PC.
Yeah, that. And then I was like, well, that I acknowledged it. I was like, oh, that was a good setup. But I have other things I want to say.
What have you been playing?
Yeah, because I wanted to talk about Metal Gear Solid, goddammit.
I'm going to get my shit in, man.
PCU, how about it?
PCU.
First time seeing it. First, you've never even heard of this movie, have you?
No.
Yeah. It's a...
Go on.
Rarity. It's rare, but then Phil did also remind me that this played like almost daily on Comedy Central for like a couple years. In the earlier days?
No. We didn't really have Comedy Central until... I don't know, the late 90s, early 2000s. So
and I think then they were playing like Accepted a lot.
Yep. Which was another movie that we talked about a little bit. Mm-hmm. It was up in the air about doing it. And I'm kind of glad that we did this one instead of Accepted. I enjoy Accepted. Justin Long's in that, right?
And Jonah Hill and Lewis Black.
Yes. Oh, that's like a mid-2000s movie.
Yeah, I think it's like 2006, I want to say. Yeah.
That movie's pretty good. I think I enjoyed this movie more than that movie.
Wow, really? Okay.
Yeah, you had mentioned this one, and I was like, man, I've never even heard of that. And I looked it up, and sure enough, just like looking at the cast of characters, I'm like,
as soon as I
Jeremy
mentioned
Piven?
It, you came back with like, oh, shit, this cast? I think we should do this one. And I was like, all right, yeah.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, it does have, list them off, man.
You got Jeremy Piven, you got Boom. Chris Young, who is not very notable really past this movie. There's like one or two after this, but he was in a bunch of stuff kind of before this. John Favreau.
John Favreau, baby.
Fucking crazy. David Spade.
David Spade as the villain, the preppy villain, the role he's almost born to play.
And I don't think I ever really see him playing a role like that, like ever.
You've got Lucille fucking Bluth from Arrested Development as the
president.
That's
what I was about to say. The one that I didn't even see in the cast list, and I'm actually even checking for Jessica Walter. Mm-hmm. Jake Busey, who I knew going into this was in this movie, and I could not tell you who he was or where he was.
Do you know now?
No.
He was the main blonde stoner guy with the beard. He's so young, dude. Yeah, it's so weird.
No way.
Yeah, he's the main stoner guy.
I was trying to picture him like the way you always see him, clean shaven. Yeah, with
like, and like with the hair and like, yeah real professional. No, dude, he was the stoner hippie guy. Uh-huh. You also had Matt Ross as the fucking drummer who has a huge role in the Silicon Valley TV show.
Mm-hmm.
Funny to see him. I was like, oh, it's that guy.
It's really wild. The people who were in this, that the ones that you would assume went further and were still doing stuff aren't. And the ones that kind of you... Example, like Alex Desert, who plays Mulaney.
Right, yeah.
Like he,
you saw him in a lot of stuff, but then he just kind of petered out.
Yeah, well, no, he's still doing stuff.
Yes.
But yeah, dude, Megan Ward was killed it.
He was
Katie.
In something else that was huge.
What's up?
He was in something. Oh, he's done a lot of voice acting now. Okay.
Alex?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But he was in something else. Boy Meets World. He was a teacher. That's right.
Yeah. This,
that's what I know him from.
This movie sold me with its cast.
Uh-huh.
Had no idea really what I was getting into. I really just read the quick snippet on it, which is a high school senior visits college for the weekend and stays at the wildest house on campus. And to me, that just kind of read like, I don't know, a terrible, like Van Wilder-ish kind of thing. And so I didn't quite know what I was going to get. And it met and exceeded any expectations that I had, especially like George Clinton. What the fuck, dude?
So I don't know if you saw earlier, I was talking to Phil too, but I saw this movie like young. I think it was one of the times we were hanging out at my cousin's, like going to their pool and spending the night, and they had HBO. And I think this was playing on HBO. And I remember thinking this movie was awesome. And I remember loving George Clinton. And like, dude, I've loved funk music and Parliament Funkadelic for like my whole life because of this movie. It turned me on to like my favorite genre of music, maybe behind metal almost. I fucking love funk music, dude.
I thought it was, it's funny that you say that because while me watching this as just like a pure entertainment in 2024, I was like, oh shit, George Clinton, like that's wild. I then put my mind in like a 1994 college, average college student, and was like, wait, would this be as huge to them? I don't know, especially when it opens up and you've got, what's his name? What's the main character's name in this? Tom. His name's Tom. Yeah. Chris Young's Tom is sent to meet with Droz, played by Jeremy Piven, who's kind of like the head of the pit.
He's the Van Wilder in this movie.
That got abolished.
Yeah.
But he shows up to the pit and you've got all of the people just playing music. And it's almost like, it's like a Nirvana ripoff kind of thing going on. Kind of a grunge. Yeah.
Just a 90s alternative grunge band.
Yeah.
We talk about them a lot on this show, man. But this movie is what you and I would call a time capsule flick. This is 1990s boiled to its essence. Because it's also like a satire parody movie, which I forgot about completely. But it's called PCU for Port Chester University, but it's also making fun of the PC culture that was so prevalent in the 90s. And you would almost, I guess you would call that woke now.
Yeah. It's funny that you say, like, it's so prevalent in the 90s. Like, the second that you have Draws taking Tom around to kind of show him the campus, and he goes into the whole PC speech, he's like, yeah, this whole campus is PC. It's like, you see that girl over there? Yeah. No, that's not a girl. That's a woman. Don't call them girls. Like, that whole thing, I'm just, like, smiling and nodding along, like, okay, this is 1994. Okay. Which, it was kind of cool to see something so tapped in back then. And even though it might have been making fun of it when this came out, it felt more relevant now, kind of. But also in a backwards way with, like, all of the protests and, yeah, I don't know.
I like that aspect about it, that it made fun of, like, a lot of the more ridiculous, over-the-top aspects of a PC culture, which, at its core, is trying to be as accepting and nice and inclusive as possible. But there is a lot of, like, weirder fringe level people that are involved in it. And there's a lot of, like, grifting people too. But what I love about this movie is that, yes, even though it pokes general fun at PC culture, at the end of the day, everybody that's in the PC minority groups, everybody unites to fucking fight the rich preppy oppressors. And it's always like, fuck yeah, man. Fuck yeah. That's the unity and all of the weirdos coming together.
Yes. And
like, no matter what, fuck those.
That was
the rich.
That was a great dynamic of having all of the groups and all of, you know, the minority sections and everything. And then you have basically the young Republican Nazi aspect of the.
They even are, like, still, like, yeah, it's crazy how prevalent it still is today. Time is such a flat fucking right? circle, dude.
Oh my God. There was a scene in this movie that made me laugh because it is something that you still see all the time now. And it was the protester group. I don't remember what her name was. That
Moonbeam.
What's her name?
Moonbeam.
Moonbeam?
Yeah.
So Moonbeam, they're tacking up flyers for the rager that's going on. And she goes over and she goes, you stop that right now. I just heard that tree scream. And so this is the same group that was having their vegan activism thing. And it's like, all there's protests and stuff, but then there's like shoving your idealisms down people's throats and like that's the only way to live, as if there's no way to coexist.
Yeah, well, and that's I love that all comes full circle at the end of the movie when Moonbeam is there and Draws is like putting this plan together and he's like, can you guys protest this like now? And she just pulls out that sign that like it like
it's like
a 007 gadget. She like presses a button and this sign like goes up and spreads out and it's blank and she has a marker. She's like, we're always ready. And it's, again, it's so satirical and like stupidly funny. Like
the fact that like what you're talking about is them all group joining together with these signs protesting with the chant, we will not protest. We will not protest. And it was just the most obscene thing.
Yeah. Yeah. So out of the pocket park ridiculous, man. Just.
Yeah. This movie really.
Glad you liked it, man.
It hit a lot of the things that I just find so entertaining. And there's so many parts of this movie that just feel, when you're watching it, that it just seems to be just something that's on the TV for sake of being on TV, because it's so easy to, you could watch this in the background. This is a great background movie, but if you pay attention, there's a lot of really substantial, fun things. And then also little things that are kind of dumb that are tossed in there to just have like a little cheeky payoff, like the whole red convertible, like, mix up. Yeah. They think they're fucking with David Spade's car, but it's really Katie's aunt's or grandmother's. It's like,
that was a great bit. I love that. Even with all the shit, David Spade's just like, that's my car. Boop, boop.
That's how, I don't care.
Ah, man. I fucking love David Spade in this movie.
He rules in this movie. He plays... Dude, the fact that I couldn't figure out how old he was, because it is kind of hard to figure out everybody's age, because you do have Piven in here with Draws, who looks much older than a college student, but they do explain that away, that this is like his seventh year.
And it's good because he does have mad thinning hair.
Yeah. Mad thinning hair. He's got an older face.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Oh, yeah.
They get Jon Favreau does look a little older, but his hair and he
looks so like fucking. It's such a weird one. Yeah. But Jon Favreau's fucking great.
They really do make it work. But then you do have, man, what is his name? What is David Spade? Rand.
Yes, of course. Rand, his name is such fucking a fucking Rand awful McPherson. Name.
Yep.
Ah, I hate everything about him. And Spade is so good at it. I love when he's trying to get in the door and he's making him answer all the questions, which is in itself
what's
funny.
The best president?
I like the payoff even better when like they come in. And David Spade and the guy walk down the stairs, and the guy's taller than Spade, so he looks up and then gets above him and then berates him. He's like, don't you ever make me do that again.
I got some good news and some bad news. Bad news is don't ever question me at the door again. Yo, and then when they, like, they get to, I think Tom is already in the room, the high school senior there.
Yeah, yeah, they rescued
because
him.
He's dressed all preppy, so they have no idea he's got sent to the pits. Which was a joke on Draws.
Again, so many great Mulaney. Little payoffs.
Oh, yeah. Such a nice little touch. But they assume that he's visiting with them. He's like, Mayflower quality, huh? Am I right? Huh? Like, dude, you're such a douche.
And of course, there are people that like think they're better than people because they trace all their lineage back to like Mayflower people. And it's like, you know there are fucking douchebags that do that.
Yup. Yup. And absolutely, they talk about, like, oh, man, it's just, like, the dirtying of the water because not everybody there is white. It's like, man, y'all are so gross.
It's crazy, dude. Again,
But
it makes me a little sad because I almost want, like, things never do get better. They always just stay terrible. God damn it.
But the first time that you see Rand in this movie, your first exposure to David Spade is him coming up and going to Jessica Walter, who's the president of this university, and just absolutely hitting on her and being like, oh, you know, we've got something. And okay, this is 1994, and this isn't, you know, the matriarch of the Bluth family here.
But
you know,
She's still
old, man.
She is not a young lady at this point. Like,
so I'm like, wait, how old is he in this? Just to find out, what is he, a senior?
I guess so. Yeah, something like that.
But that also begs the question. He was Draws' freshman roommate.
That's true, too.
So
that's a good point.
Is he in like his seventh year here, or is he just coming back as... like a donor, or what's up?
Huh. That's a good point. I didn't think about that plot hole that I've never thought about.
Huh.
Maybe they say it. I'll have to go back and watch that scene specifically. Do they? Because I don't remember them saying that he was his freshman roommate, just that they were roommates. But
it
he
was
does
his
say freshman
year. It said it was his freshman year roommate.
That's funny.
And that whole scene right there was hilarious. As you hear somebody tell Draws, oh man, it must have been awful having him as a roommate. And he just like goes into this flashback where he's a complete monster to Rand. Monster!
Who's just a dork with his fucking, his night guard. And he's just like, could you be a little more quiet? And then he just like turns on metal. He starts spraying vodka directly on his face. He's jumping around, breaking everything. It's so over the top. That is great. And then it cuts back to him and he's just, yeah, he was awful. When again, really, Draws is just the absolute worst. I love
the worst.
He just pawns off Tom like way early on. And then I don't know. I guess it's sort of a hazing thing and seeing if the kid can take care of himself. I love that over the course of the movie, Tom ends up pissing off every other group.
The entire school.
At some sort. And then I love that he saves the day with old pretty girl.
Yeah. Katie. By,
I love that they're all still chasing him for an entire day and night. He's just like, hey, butt lickers.
Yeah, I think I last saw them by the cafeteria. And it cuts to them all with their flashlights out trying to hunt this. Like, I don't even know why half of those kids... I know why half of those kids were chasing them. But, like, the entire, like, white-hating black group... Like, I don't even know why they were chasing him outside of the fact that he, like, ran into them.
Something like that, yeah.
And, like, trying to get away from the protester. Like, what? But hey, he pissed off the entire school.
It was great. And then he had him chase him to the pit. He saved the party.
I like how he stole the... Well, didn't even steal it, but he somehow accidentally got the Frisbee from the Ultimate Frisbee game.
Yeah.
And the hippies didn't give a fuck. They're like, all right, time to go smoke again. And then by the end of the movie, they're like, get him! Stole their disc!
They do want to get him. But then, again, everybody loves him by the end.
Oh, man.
You got Gutter saving the day. Gutter forgot to get the beer, and then he passes out. Did you notice there's a pretty special cameo in that flashback where Gutter's seeing himself at a Senate hearing?
Are you talking about Kennedy?
Not Kennedy, but right next to Kennedy, old President Joey B is in this movie.
Really?
Yeah, dude. When he still had the hair and the comb over. He's a lot fucking younger than you're used to seeing Joe Biden now. He still looked old as fuck even then.
What?
Yeah, Joe Biden, and it even cuts to him for a couple of seconds.
That's crazy. No, yeah. I didn't notice that.
Uh-huh. I was like, oh shit, that's Joe Biden. Hot damn.
Wow.
Yeah. So that was pretty
cool. Yeah,
that
was a really cool... Gutter's line through this movie was pretty cool. He, his whole thing was... So Droz tried pawning Tom off to Gutter, but Gutter's like, nah, man, I got the show to go to. And it's basically like a show later that night for what? Was it like a punk band?
He wanted to go see the two opening acts to the George Clinton show, I thought. And that's what the hippie guys were making fun of him for, because he didn't know who George Clinton was.
Oh, yeah. Aren't you a music major?
Maybe? And they're like, aren't you a music major? And he's just like, okay, just one bong hip.
Yeah. And so he clearly doesn't even smoke, because he gives them a hard time later in the movie. He's like, you guys got to stop smoking. Like, George Clinton's inside. Like, what are you?
Oh, yeah.
He's right there.
Yeah. That's right. Because he just turns his face and he's like, what?
Yeah. And wait.
Again, so 90s.
That one, that was Jake Busey?
Yeah, that was Jake Busey.
Damn it. Like, now in retrospect, I can see it completely.
Also, so young too, you know.
Man. Yeah. That's so crazy.
Nuts.
But so he is tasked with going to get the beer, and he's just got all of this anxiety from that bong hit. He passes out along the side of the building in broad daylight and wakes up at, what, 8 o'clock
was,
at night? And
that was wild
bylaws.
To me. Yeah. Oh, yeah, because he couldn't buy beer after 8. But, yeah, he just passes out in the middle of a busy downtown, and nobody touches him or calls an ambulance or anything. I thought that was funny.
That was hilarious.
Yeah. Because, again, it's just the drunk college kid, I'm sure they assumed. John Favreau with the fucking 90s dreads is a wild look, dude.
It's so crazy seeing him so young. Movies like this, man. Movies like this.
It's also weird. You forget that he's an actor a lot. Like, because he directs so much shit now. And, like, he's a pretty goddamn good director.
Until you see him pop up in, like, Iron Man and, I guess.
He was in Deadpool and Wolverine. That was a great bit.
Yeah. Oh, you saw that?
Yeah, I saw that before you did.
Oh. Really?
Uh-huh.
Oh.
Okay. I saw it opening weekend.
So did I.
I think I went the day before you did because I was off of work.
I don't know. I think I saw it like 10 minutes before you did.
Oh, yeah? Yeah.
What a stupid thing to argue about.
I'm so fucking happy, though, that you like this movie. It was a shot in the dark. I originally wanted to do this over Accepted for two reasons, because I haven't seen this in a way longer time than I've seen Accepted. Mm-hmm. And I also always thought this was a rated R movie, but no, it's just PG-13.
This blew my mind that this was PG-13. This screamed to me the type of movie that should have been rated R, could have been rated R, but definitely didn't need it.
It works so well without it, and I think that's why it was such a staple on Comedy Central, because I don't think you'd have to cut hardly anything.
No.
And you mentioned it's a good put on and like do other things movie, and I think that's because it's a simple plot. You're familiar with the idea of like the college thing. I love the idea that, you know, it's not a complicated movie. It all takes place over like, you know what, like 12 hours maybe? From the time he gets to school. Maybe 24, because he does leave the next day.
Yeah.
It
is that night, because he went to leave at the end of the day because he pissed off the whole school.
Yeah, and then he stays for Katie because she gave him a kiss, which totally made the right call there, homie.
Hell yeah.
Katie was cool, too. She played played guitar. Their band.
Yep, rocked it. I liked the whole breakdown of even though you couldn't really tell the age difference between people in it did call into, like Draws would say to Katie, no, you're doing this, you're rounding up the people, you're the freshman.
It
did have that aspect of, yeah, I'm the senior, I'm going to the game, I'm not doing anything.
And I love the game that they go to is fucking Ultimate Frisbee.
Yes. Because the feminists, who his love is, was playing the hippies. And I think that scene cracked me the fuck up.
I love when they tag in the dog.
Oh my God. Yeah. Like, that's legal.
Yeah. The hippie dude's just being super stoned.
That scene cracked me up. I also really liked when they were stealing the liquor from the party with all of, I don't know if those were like donors or board heads or whatever.
Yeah, whatever they were.
Yeah, whatever they were. I thought that was absolutely hilarious where Draws tricks one of them into just distracts them as the other two just wheel away the bar as if like everybody knew what was happening. And then he's just sitting there smacking him in the face. Like, you always a good guy.
I love that whole bit. Cause again, it's so 90s. And I love that they are putting the bar onto their skateboards. It's practical. It's funny. It makes sense. It's a great scene. And then I love too, again, They have stolen the club out of the BMW, and then he also steals the Skyrockets and Afternoon Delight song, puts it on, and repeats it for...
On repeat, max volume, and locks and then the cabinet.
With the club? Or no, locks the cabinet, and then locks the door with the club. Ah.
Yeah. Yeah, I like how the Beamer had one of those, like, anti-theft... like steering wheel clubs, not on the wheel, so they steal the car and
he's looking at it, it's still in the packaging, and he's like, well, that's effective. I love when they throw the kegs in the back and they just throw it on top of the fucking,
you guys, convertible.
Oh, it's so beautiful, man. They don't give it. I love that they're doing it because they think it's Rans, and then
the whole point of what they're doing is you got Jessica Walters trying to boot them out of school. They're trying to rack up all of these complaints, trying to rack up a bunch of student complaints. And once they hit a certain amount, they can get booted, fine, whatever. But she also has another plan of giving them a bill for all the damages that they have done. And it's like $7,500. They need it in like 2 days. And so, okay, there's that. And so then they plan this giant rager, which is the whole plan, because that's going to get the other amount of complaints that are needed to get them out. Mm-hmm. Cool. But from that point to the tail end point, they cause so much fucking damage.
Oh, yeah.
Like, the damages that they do to that car is insane. Like, they don't give a fuck. And then when they get back to the place, they drive through the tire spikes, blow out all the tires. And then he goes, oh, man, how much room do I got over on your side? Oh, a little bit of room. There's no room. He just plows it between two cars.
Loved it.
Ugh. Dude, this movie ruled. The only downside about this movie is it is one of those movies that is near impossible to find.
Yeah, it was. I thought harder to find. I did find that streaming site very easily that had a 1080p upload that some guy had done himself. But yeah, it's nowhere else to actually rent.
Well, okay. Let me clarify. It's extremely difficult to find this to watch legally.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. And
did you use that link or did you do the Wayback one that you found?
Actually, it's not even Wayback. It's and just archive.org.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
Which you can find, folks, if you have a hard time finding a movie due to, I don't know, maybe it has some connections to Weinstein and like, so it's pulled from everything, or I don't know what the deal with this one is, possibly the same thing. Check out archive.org. It's probably uploaded there. I actually ended up using your link because I found it was easier to mirror it onto my TV so I could just watch it in bed.
Yeah, because I think that it looked like that website or whatever just pretty much aped Netflix or YouTube's entire setup. And it,
pretty much.
Fuck it. It worked, man. Like it was perfect capture of the movie. Because it was uploaded to YouTube, I saw, but it was like a really zoomed in version. It sucked. And I was like, well, we're not watching that. I almost did. I thought I was going to have to call the Audible and let us do Accepted. But
dude, if you can't find something, let me know.
All right.
I am the king of finding stuff.
Overall, though, I'm so happy that you liked PCU because, spoiler alert, I also really like this movie. I didn't know. I told you it'd been probably 30 years since I last actually saw this movie. And still hilarious, man. It's a perfect 90s time capsule. The villain is timeless because they're stupid.
Yeah.
Racist.
It's like in the grand scheme of things, the movie's pretty inconsequential. Like it would have sucked if they lost their house, but okay. It's sweet that they didn't, maybe.
Yeah. I mean, that's also, again, it's like the plot of everything. Like the evil school wants to shut you down. And I think that's the plot of Animal House. They want to shut down the Animal House. It's the plot of Old School. He doesn't like his frat, so they challenge that it's not a real frat. Yeah. You know, it's not treading new water, but
no,
I think there should be one of these movies that comes out within every decade, because while the stories don't change, the background settings and the characters do, and it works, man. I like all of those fucking movies, even though you've seen this movie. Van Wilder. Mm-hmm. Love Van Wilder. That's like the 2000s version. So whatever, man. I thought it was hilarious.
Sorry. I was just trying to see if there was any comments on this movie. Did Phil say anything about this movie?
Just that he liked it. He also remembers it being on Comedy Central a lot. And then he also sent chips.
Beer.
Yeah.
Beer.
Beer is your friend.
Yo, what was, we referenced him earlier. What was that dude, what was his thesis on?
Oh, that at any time of day in a 24-hour period, you can find a Michael Caine or a Gene Hackman movie. I think he called it the Kane Hackman theory. And it ends when he watches Bridge on the River Kwai, which has both of them in it.
And so this is my ending statement.
Uh-huh. I can stop watching TV.
I liked that whole when he gets introduced to him and Draws goes, hey, man, this is the new age of college. If you can... You can major in Game Boy. Yeah, you can major in Game Boy if you talk convincingly enough about it.
It's great. I also love the payoff when, like, Draws is trying to get everybody on his side and, like, turn him around because he fried the term papers. That's why the computer nerds wanted to kick his ass. And then Draws, of course, like, he's that guy on campus. Again, he's the Van Wilder, so he has everything in his closet that anybody could want. And he goes down there and he's handing out term papers. He's like, what's your major? Sanskrit? You're majoring in a 2,000-year-old dead language?
Best I got to Latin. There you
go. That was fucking great. And then the guy after him was something else crazy.
Yes. But this was all a payoff from the beginning of the movie, his very first meeting with him, when he answers the door and he's like, what do you need? You need this, that, you need a thesis paper, blah de blah.
Actually, I'm a pre-fresh. Pre-frosh, as they say.
Pre-frosh.
Pre-frosh. You want to get over any other favorite scenes that you had and then get into a rating system?
I think I talked about pretty much all of my favorite scenes in this movie already. I'm sure there's a lot more. Pretty much every scene in this movie. There's not a scene in this movie where I thought to myself, they could have cut this, or this is dumb. This was like a tight, 120?
Yeah, it's exactly 120. It is pretty much on the money. We talk about that a lot in movies and their movie length, and perfect on that front. It's pacing is quick. It's entertaining all throughout. The only scene I wanted to make sure we talked about was I love when they steal the bar with skateboards. It's a very 90s punk anarchist thing. And also, I believe this is maybe where it was coined. Don't wear the shirt of the band you're going to see. Don't be that guy.
Don't be that guy. I wanted to bring that up earlier. Good call.
I think this movie is where that whole thing started. I think it really, and that became bigger than the movie.
Don't be that guy. Man, that popped up and I'm like, wow, that's where this whole thing came from?
I'm pretty sure so.
Yeah.
Those were the two bigs I wanted to make sure got mentioned.
Wow. Incredible. I said it earlier. I'm glad we did this over Accepted. I've only seen Accepted once and it's been 10, 15 years since I've seen it. I think this is a far superior movie. pretty much across the board. Very different movies, very different stories. But if we're talking about like the whole, you know, there's some college trauma or problem that needs to get rectified or whatever, this was just the better of the two. And I'm glad that we did this one.
Nice, man. I've got a rating system.
Okay.
Shiny boy.
Yep.
If you were a pre-frosh.
Yeah.
And you were hanging out with the school anarchists and you were going to break up the people who protest are having a protest today about meat. Okay.
Yeah.
And you're on the third floor above them. And you have a tray filled with between 1 to 12 meatballs.
Okay.
How many meatballs are you dumping on the vegan protesters?
It's kind of funny because I thought you were going to say on a scale of 1 to 20 pounds of meat. And I was going to say it was actually 23 pounds.
No, I'm doing the meatballs specifically. So
okay. How many meatballs, man, I feel like I need to throw extra meatballs at it just knowing that I'm throwing them at vegans and it would make me as a person very happy. Sure. The vegan effect. I'm going to give this movie out of 12. Ooh. I'm going to give it 10. I'm throwing 10, and then I'm going to grab another one, and the meatball is going to look real nice in my hand. So I'm going to take a bite. Then I'm going to toss the rest of it down at him.
Being somebody.
So like 10 in a bite, I'm tossing at these fools.
Okay.
It's, dude, an hour and 20 minutes flew by. I just laid in bed, wrapped in a heated blanket, and just enjoyed the shit out of my morning.
Yeah.
Had some coffee, watched this movie, had a nice Thursday morning. It was fantastic. I laughed. I had a lot of fun, like, just recognizing people and be like, oh shit. Like when Jessica Walters came on.
Except for Jake Busey.
He's the only one that I couldn't find. Okay. So I knew going into the movie he was in it. I'm like, okay, I can't wait to see him because I'll bring him up later. And then when I was looking through some stuff for the show prior to our call, I was like, wait, where was Jake Busey? This movie was great. This was a lot of fun. This is up there with the best of them in terms of a toss on in the background and just get some chores done kind of movie. Kyle.
Hell yeah.
On a scale, okay, so, okay, a keg. How many people can drink from a keg? How many do you think?
Good God. How many? I think a keg has like, it's supposed to have 130 beers. Is that right?
Okay. Half barrel keg is 165 12-ounce pours.
165. I knew it was up there.
So a full boy is going to be 330.
Okay.
330 times 2 is 660. So there's 2,000 people to split this 660 12-ounce cups. Man, I don't know how I'm going to break that down. Kyle, let's pretend that there are 660 people instead of 2,000, and you got a full-on keg worth of stuff. How many people are you letting back to get seconds? Okay. How many people are you letting back to get another cup of beer so that some people might not get it?
Damn.
How many people are getting a cup of beer basically out of 660? That was the most stupidest, back-ass way to get to this. If only 640 people get a beer, right? Out of 660, that just means you let other people get another glass of beer.
Yeah, I got that. But the total number is 660.
Yeah.
Fuck it, man. 660. I mean, is this a perfect movie? No, but I think it's a perfectly fun movie to watch for all of the reasons that we listed. I do like, it's a satirical, I didn't realize how satirical it was about PC culture until I watched it, but I did love that overall it, like, while it pokes fun at it, it's all like, yeah, but at the end of the day, man, fuck those dillwads. We all are stronger together. I love that aspect of it. It was fucking hilarious, man. I was surprised at how much I was actually laughing watching it. Very enjoyable. Maybe I liked it too, and I laughed more because so many things are through such a 90s lens. But
it does, whatever. It does tickle the nostalgia factor in a way that a lot of other movies don't, because it's nothing in particular. It's just the whole thing.
It's the vibe, the aesthetic, everything. Yeah.
I think one thing that this movie doesn't have going for it, excuse me, and it's something that I've brought up for other movies, is that the name of the movie is not very conducive to getting people to watch the movie.
Yeah, most people have no idea what the fuck PCU is. Like, you don't even get that it's a college movie.
Yeah, if I were to just see that in a list of, here's a bunch of movies we could watch, much like the list of movies that you sent me.
Yeah,
like that and popped off, and much like SLC Punk, and In Brogue, and like all of these movies that just like they have no interest being derived from the name of the movie, I think it kind of does this a disservice. And sure, we're literally 30 years later from this movie coming out. Wow, that's weird to say out loud. But we're 30 years removed, and it's not going to make a big difference. But man, please, movies, do better jobs with titles.
They say you can't judge a book by its cover, but goddamn, you can judge a movie by its name.
Goddamn right. Especially if you can't see the cover. This isn't a day and age where I'm looking at DVD covers.
Another one that just sounds dumb, A Scanner Darkly. What the fuck? What the fuck?
Yep.
Yeah, 100% agree with you there, but still really enjoyed PCU. I'm glad we got to do it. It's sort of tied into our back to school theme. And if you want, Phil did have one more. He's like, I got an idea for you if you're looking for another one.
Remind me of what it was.
A back to school movie starring a comedian like we did with Billy Madison.
Remind me of what it was, because I am in that chat and I did see it, but I don't recall what it was.
Well, it's also one I had sent you in the list. It's Back to School with Rodney Dangerfield, another one where he goes to college. Have you ever seen Back to School?
If I did, it was when I was very young, and I'm sure my dad had it on. And I'm sure after watching a movie that makes fun of, PCifying things, there's nothing that could possibly go wrong with a Rodney Dangerfield movie.
I fucking love Rodney, man. Rodney's great. Also, this movie has a very, very, very young Robert Downey Jr. It might be his first film role.
Let's go. Okay.
I think it's his first official film role.
Sign me up.
All right. So yeah, we'll close out this month. We'll do Back to School with Rodney fucking Dangerfield.
1986's Dangerfield's Back to School. I definitely have seen this movie, but there's no way I remember really anything about it.
Oh man. All right. Well, I'm excited about that then too, buddy. We got it wrapped up. And then folks, we are entering into Brookstober. And actually, if you want to quantify it, Sean and I were talking about this off air. The next episode will be really the last classic experience grind episode with just me and Sean, because after this, we have Brookstober, where Brooks joins us for every episode. And then after that, we enter the new Experience Grind era, Experience Grind Inc., where we've picked up the boys from Beer Me a Movie. Dave and Brian will both be moving over here full time. We announced this last week, but I just wanted to really kind of drive that point home, everybody. Next week
I'm very excited about this. I think it really opens up a whole lot of new opportunities for us. All of us as a crew, different topics to be broached, possible rotation of folks. I'm very excited to see what the future it has in store for us.
Agree.
But one more, dog. One more.
Mm-hmm. Crazy. So yeah, thanks everybody for always listening, for sticking around. It's going to be exciting times going ahead. And I got good feeling about Brookstober this year too, man.
Yeah.
So.
Oh man, did you do Tales from the Hood too?
No, I did not.
Oh.
Is there even one of those? Man. We're not doing it. I'm telling you that much. We're not doing that. I like bad movies, but fuck, man. That
joke's on you.
Rough.
I'm doing the newest Tales from the Hood.
That was rough. Anyways, Shawnee boy, tell the listeners what they can go do.
You can go school yourself.
Ooh, I like that.
I know, but that was my mistake.
Oh, that's right. I stole it.
No. All right. Would you rather... Okay, Kyle, would you rather, imagine you're at college and you're in a dorm. Would you rather have a roommate that spit vodka in your face while you try to sleep once a week? Nothing extreme, just once a week.
Okay.
Usually on the weekends when he's trying to boink somebody and then proceeds to elbow drop every piece of furniture in the room. Or would you rather have a roommate that smokes so much that he basically has a 5-gallon jug full of cigarette butts in the room?
God damn, I still think the cigarette one. Although, I don't know, man. It's either going to get worse or it's going to ruin your sense of smell to where you won't notice it.
Yeah.
But I still think that's preferable to getting woken up with vodka in the face. Maybe not, though. God damn, that's a good one. I'm going vodka in the face.
That's what I was thinking, too. Yeah. I was very surprised that you were going to
vodka in the face
with the cigarettes.
Vodka in the face. Sean.
Yeah, that's terrible.
Would you rather Katie or Jessica Walter?
Katie. Okay, hold on. We talking about Katie or we talking about Ms. Bluth here? Huh? Because she's got
I thought
money.
You were going to say Jessica Walters now or 1984. That's what I thought you were going to go with.
Oh, my God. You're the worst.
I know. Best. I love you, buddy. See you next week, buddy.